And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We're talking about correcting other people's kids.
That sounds much nicer than yelling at other people's kids.
Whatever you want to call it.
Discipline.
Correcting, yelling at.
Sometimes you have to.
Dress them down. Jen did it at the pool.
Well, you can't straight arm knock my kid over twice, make fun of her, and hit her with a ball and get away with it. The third time,
look,
I had enough.
Sorry I did that stuff. My bad. Okay? You can yell at me all you want. Let's go to the phones because we have people waiting on hold here. 576-7102. Yelling at other people's kids, correcting other people's kids. What do you think about it? And do you have a good story about it? Let's go here. Line one, you're on the show. Hello.
I live in a neighborhood and my daughter's six and she's got a trampoline and then a little pool. Anyway, so these kids, I'm sure everybody has those kids that the parents never watch.
Yes.
Anyway, these kids come over to our yard and it's a little girl who's about the same age as my daughter and then her little sister. And the older kid pushes my daughter off her swing and starts swinging. And I notice this and I walk over there and I said, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, well, my mom said I could come over here and play. I said, yeah, well, I don't have enough insurance for you to be here. So I walked the kid, and she's like, well, can I jump on the trampoline? I said, absolutely not.
No.
So I walked the kid back, and I said, to the mom, I have to knock on the door, because, of course, the mom's not in, out in the yard or anything.
Of course not, no.
And the mom gets completely confrontational with me. And the states that, well, you never let our kids play there and whatever. I had never met this lady. I mean, she was like three houses down. I said, maybe if you watched your children a little better, then this wouldn't happen. I mean, I apologize, but this isn't, I'm not really confrontational, but I just.
You hit your limit.
Yeah, don't push my kid out of the swing.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's her swing.
You built that swing set for her kids. So,
right,
I mean, I don't know why she's.
I sure did. My husband sure did.
You're there for her free babysitting,
don't
you?
That's right.
Know?
That trampoline, I mean, the daycare sign on your front door must be falling down or something.
Right. But, I really like what you did at the pool. That was great. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
because I always feel bad. But, you hit your point where you're like, no, those are my little girls.
Right.
Yep.
Mama Bear comes out. That's it.
Yep.
Cool. Way to go.
Take care and have a good day.
You
Thanks.
Too. Thanks. Hey, the show. Good morning. You correct other people's kids?
Yes, I do. I was a lifeguard for 5 or 6 years, and I had all kinds of stories. My favorite story that I have is that there was a little kid that was still in the pool during adult swim time, and he just wouldn't get out. And so I jumped in and started swimming him to the side of the pool. And just as I get about a foot away from the side of the pool, this one hand lunges in, grabs the kid, and completely yanks him out of the pool. It's his mother. And he went from just laughing and being so joyful to just being dead in the face. And the mom is absolutely embarrassed that this lifeguard had to carry her kid out to the side of the pool and get him out. Later, she brought him by me, and the kid is just crying and sobbing. She said, we're never coming back here because of what you did. And she was Hispanic and just speaking all kind of Spanish to him. And the kid just felt so bad. And I really wish I could have comforted the kid, but I just couldn't stop laughing the entire time.
Well, at least she didn't get mad at you, because I was waiting for that. Like, don't touch my kid. It's one of those things.
There were, much worse stories where adults would come and be like, what's my kid doing? Why are you yelling at my kid? I'm like, because your kid's breaking the rules. Well, I'm watching him. It's fine. It's no big deal. No, ma'am, you need to understand that this is what's happening. And usually it was the moms who would always get upset. Like, the dads were a lot more chill if, we're talking to the kid and they see, okay, yeah, sorry, little Johnny did this or that. But it usually was the mom out of the parents that come, and they're asking us 50 questions why we're talking to your kid. We don't even touch the kid because of that. We're trained, don't touch the kid.
Right.
Let them be. Tell them what the rules are and, give them plenty of strikes and a timeout system. But, yeah, it was always the mom that came up and asked those questions.
I bet.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
See ya.
All right. This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.